Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Before I get into the film, I want to talk about who the actors in this series are. Jeffrey Dahmer himself is played by Evan Peters, a gentleman that's been off my radar. I hadn't really seen him anything, I guess, because I haven't seen the programs that he's been tied to. He was really good as Jeffrey Dahmer. It also stars Richard Jenkins as Lionel Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer's father. And this blew me away. I didn't realize until I did my research that the part of Jeffrey Dahmer's stepmom was being played by Molly Ringwald, Shari Dahmer. I did not see that at all, and I feel sort of bad that I didn't realize that. So those were the main stars in this series. This is a Netflix series which has 10 episodes, and it chronicles the story of Jeffrey Dahmer. If you know who Jeffrey Dahmer was, you might say, why watch a film about him? I know who he was. I know what he did. I don't want to know any more about him. I think that's short-sighted. Now, if you don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer was, he was a mass murderer who was just killing, I don't know, he killed 17 people, I believe. He was boiling their body parts and eating their body parts in some cases. So he was a mentally deranged human being. Literally, that's all I knew about him up until seeing this film. This film sort of chronicles how he turned into that monster that he is, a little bit of how that happened. The way he grew up, his dad and his mom weren't really in his life as much as most kids, and he was allowed to go do things on his own. He was given a lot of alone time in his teenage years, especially during high school. His father, when he was raising them up, realized that Jeffrey Dahmer had a penchant for biology. He was interested in dissecting animals. And so what they would do as a pastime was they would pick up roadkill and then let Dahmer dissect the animals, which you would think, why would any father do that? Because it's really unusual, to say the least. But that was one of the ways that he connected with his son. The father in Dahmer's life was much more involved with Jeffrey Dahmer than the mom was. The mom was sort of checked out. So from there, the series sort of lets you know that sexually, Jeffrey Dahmer, he seemed like he was more interested in men than women. More importantly, I'm not even sure he was sexually interested in men so much as he was their body parts. It was the shiny organs and meat and everything, once they're cut open, is what he was interested in. And that was the stuff that got him excited, so to speak. There was a scene early on in the series where Jeffrey Dahmer had stolen a mannequin and he had placed it in his bedroom upstairs. The grandmother had discovered this and she threw it out. I kind of wondered if that might have been a turning point for Dahmer. This was before he had murdered anyone, so I was wondering maybe if his grandmother hadn't thrown that mannequin out, maybe Dahmer could have coped with his strong feelings or urges through having that mannequin in the house. I don't know. Ultimately, that's not what happens. There's a lot that happens in the series. He kills his first person. I believe he was still in high school or he was in college. I'm not sure. He was right in between in the military or something like that. He just got back. He'd done a little stint in the military. He had no issues in the military. I think the problem that stemmed from Dahmer, the problem was that he was allowed to go unchecked for so many years. He didn't have, his dad wasn't there, the mom wasn't there, he was living alone, so he could literally, and he did, literally kill people in his house and then dispose of the body. At one point, he actually tried to dig up a body. I guess it was too physically draining for him to do that. The film chronicles what he did in real life and what happened in real life, and he had at one point kidnapped a 14-year-old boy. The way that he would end up killing these people was by drugging them, and then they would fall asleep, and then he would kill them. But this one was drugged just enough where he woke up and escaped, and he went down the stairs. He ran to a bunch of people. The people, like, called the police. The police came. Then Dahmer found him, and he was like, oh, that's my boyfriend. We had a fight. He's okay. The police gave the boy back to Dahmer, and Dahmer took him back to his apartment and ate him. I mean, it's sad. It's sad. So he took him back to his apartment, and the police let him kill him. This series was a character study into Jeffrey Dahmer. It chronicles from the beginning, basically, of his urges all the way until he dies in prison, and that's how the film basically ends. One of the things I wanted to speak to is, I don't think the producers had in mind, but it sort of humanized Dahmer to see him. The portrayal by Evan Peters was just so fantastic that I had empathy for him. In the movie, I was like, oh man, I don't want him to die. I mean, even though I knew he killed all those people, he needed to face justice. He needed to go to jail. Jail probably was the best place for him, or an insane asylum. One of the things that the movie pointed out I didn't realize was that while he was in jail, he had been baptized. And I don't know if he really believed in God and all that stuff, but he wanted to sort of wash away his sins. So I think that was the reason why he was baptized. He wanted his sins to be eliminated. So going back to the film, sort of humanized Jeffrey Dahmer to me. As bad a person as he was, I felt bad for him. I don't think that was what they were trying to do here, but that's what happened. I felt bad for Jeffrey Dahmer. The way it was portrayed in this film, I did not want to see him die at the end. I would have rather him still be alive in jail right now than to see what happened to him. Anyhow, Jeffrey Dahmer is playing on Netflix right now. It's an amazing series, amazing portrayals and actors. I highly recommend it. 5 stars.